FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
In controversies where parties says its legal team is considering filing a class action lawsuit on behalf of people affected by food poisoning incidents. Almost 900 cases of foodborne illnesses have been reported in the country since September. Gauteng and KZN are the provinces most affected. Secretary General Floyd Chivambu says the party's been concerned about how some spaza shops are run. He was addressing the media in Durban yesterday on the party's preparations to mark its first anniversary this weekend.
The regions and the provinces of controversies have been involved far much more substantially in the protest actions. I know here in Etequin, the Women's League and Women's Formations were involved in the Youth League and in Ilembe, in many parts of South Africa, on targeted campaign of even vetting the spaza shops to say, where do you get the food from? Who is your manufacturer? Who is your FMCG in terms of supplies?
An economist says the taxman's clampdown on tax evasion has produced some alarming findings. According to recent stats by Treasury and SARS, the Revenue Service collected more than 2 trillion rand in gross tax revenue in the 2023-2024 financial year. SARS, meanwhile, says it wants to make it costly for those dodging taxes. It secured compliance revenue to the tune of 260 billion rand, a jump of 25% from the year before. Economist Azhar Shamin says there are two ways in which people try to avoid paying tax.
The one is not to declare their income at all and basically to lie about how much they earn. The second, which is probably more prominent, is that there are attempts at finding legal ways in which income can be declared in such a way that it doesn't get taxed as heavily. One suspects that the 260 billion rand is being collected from both sources of avoidance or evasion. I would suspect that the major portion is, especially in the business sector and with wealthy individuals.
And South Korea's president has defended his decision to impose martial law last week. In a surprise televised address, Yoon Suk-yeol says he took the decision to protect the country's democracy. He's currently being investigated on insurrection charges and is facing growing calls to resign or be impeached. Police are trying to access his office compound to collect documents after they were initially blocked by security guards. A South Korean leader has suggested he won't be standing down. He's been speaking through a translator.
I earnestly plead with you to come together on the path to defend South Korea, which has been defended by blood and sweat and our democracy. I will fight with you until the end.
A recap of our lead story. The MK Party says its legal team is considering filing a class action lawsuit on behalf of people affected by food poisoning incidents. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.